Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with messages about success, hustle, and never giving up? Don't get me wrong, those are important things, but let's be real for a second, failure is an inevitable part of the human experience. It's like gravity, it's just gonna happen. But here is the thing. Failure doesn't have to be this looming monster that crushes your dreams. In fact, I believe it's one of the most valuable tools we have for growth. Today, on Stoic State of Mind, we're diving headfirst into the art of embracing failure. We'll explore how to reframe your perspective, turn those setbacks into springboards for success, and ultimately build a more resilient and adaptable mindset. Trust me, this is not about glorifying defeat, it's about learning from it, bouncing back stronger, and becoming the best version of ourselves. Alright, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you turn failure into your friend. First things first, recognize that failure isn't personal. You know that feeling when you bomb a presentation or miss out on a big opportunity? It's easy to think, I'm a failure, or this is just the universe hating me. But here is the truth. Failure is rarely about your worth as a person. It's usually a result of external factors, unforeseen circumstances, or simply learning experiences along the way. Think of it like this. Even Thomas Edison, the legendary inventor, failed thousands of times before he perfected the light bulb. Did that make him a failure? Absolutely not. He learned from every misstep and eventually achieved something truly groundbreaking. Second, view failure as an opportunity for growth. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to improve? Every setback, no matter how big or small, is a chance to reflect, adjust your approach, and come back stronger. It's like training for a marathon. The more you push yourself and face challenges, the better prepared you become for success. Third, don't be afraid to experiment and take risks. The truth is, playing it safe guarantees mediocrity. Stepping outside your comfort zone, trying new things, and embracing calculated risks are essential for growth and innovation. Sure, there's a chance you might stumble along the way, but that's part of the journey. You learn more from failures than you ever could from staying in your comfort zone. Fourth, cultivate a positive mindset. I know it sounds cliché, but your attitude plays a huge role in how you handle setbacks. When faced with failure, try to focus on the lessons learned and the potential for growth rather than dwelling on the negative. Remember, setbacks are temporary, your resilience is permanent. Lastly, celebrate your progress, no matter how small. It's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of perfection and forget to acknowledge our achievements along the way. But celebrating your wins, big or small, keeps you motivated and reinforces a positive feedback loop. Remember, every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was working on a really ambitious project, launching my own podcast, no less. It felt like everything was falling apart. My equipment kept malfunctioning, I struggled to find my voice, and I doubted myself every step of the way. You know that feeling when you're questioning everything you thought you knew? Yeah, that was me. But instead of giving up, I used those setbacks as fuel. I learned from my mistakes, researched new techniques, and pushed through the self-doubt. Eventually, after countless hours of work and a few embarrassing blunders along the way, Stoic State of Mind came to life. It wasn't easy, but it was worth every struggle because I learned so much about myself and the power of perseverance in the process. So remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Embrace it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You've got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember to share your thoughts on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. What are some ways you've turned failure into growth? Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, stay resilient, stay disciplined, and remember, even in the midst of setbacks, there is always opportunity for growth. Catch you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.